This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome, folks, to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm Clint, your host. With me today, of course, is Bert, Freeman Bert from Colorado. His website is onlyfreemen.com. Welcome to the show, Bert.
Thank you for having me there, sir.
Hey, Bert, before we get into our whatever we're going to talk about, I had this concept come into my mind. You know, it's been very hard for me to differentiate and really explain, put into words, I guess, the concept of what we are as persons, as citizens, whatever we're going to, you know, whatever words you want to use, the artificialness. And
well,
I figured
hold on a second. Before you get into that kind of thought, you really need an intro, like from the Twilight Zone or something, like.
Oh, well, that's why you didn't go into a singing career. But I thought about it, and I came up with it's so simple that I can't believe I didn't see it before. All we really are is dependent. We never grow up. When you're a child, you're dependent on your father and mother. When you, well, and the state, of course. When you're an adult, you don't go from being a dependent to an independent. You go from being a child dependent to an adult dependent.
Yeah, well, remember when we were reviewing all those terms that a child actually is an adult?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So legally speaking,
can we try this one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I started thinking about it. Who is not a dependent? I mean, for all the people out there that pretend to be all free and stuff, who is not dependent? And I thought about it, and I said, everyone is either, I mean, for the most part, everybody is in the Social Security system, which is the most important one, because that's what brings on the income tax and makes you a future receiver.
Well, look at the most obvious thing. You cannot even do number two without depending on the state.
Excuse me?
Or number one, for that matter.
You can't pee in public.
Well, you can't pee in a toilet without it working for you, connected to the sewer system and protected by the state.
It's true.
Otherwise, you'd be living in a pile of you-know-what.
I've noticed that in a lot of parks, especially in California, to stop the homeless, for God's sake, don't let the homeless go in the public bathrooms, they've actually started charging for toilet use and shower use, which is really just absolutely pathetic. What's the point of taxation then? But the point, though, and this is hard for people to hear, I think, because people have the the illusion of independence, like pensioners are a perfect example. Pensioners believe that they have built a pension when nothing could be farther from the truth. As we discussed, pensioners are more on welfare than any other person in the United States. Welfare, we spend like $240 billion to actually support all of the people, food stamps and everything else, whereas pensioners, the taxpayer amount of money that's collected to put into pensions is over a trillion dollars just for pensions, for federal contributions to pensions. And you've got all the state pension. I mean, it gets ridiculous when you actually tally up how much taxpayer money goes to pay pensioners. And pensioners say, well, no, I'm independent. No, you're actually completely dependent on the state or the state-owned corporation. Your pension is literally paid for by tax dollars. Everyone in this nation, from the poorest to the richest, is a dependent of the state. And that's the easiest way to describe citizenship. You're not responsible for yourself. You're a dependent.
Yeah, exactly. That's what being a citizen is. And there's no pride in being somebody else's burden.
Yeah, it's the illusion of pride that they've sold to us that keeps us in it.
Well, it's all propaganda. I mean, so it's like every now and then I like to actually... This morning I was at a dental appointment for my boy and my girl, and we can go into that too. All the forms that I had to put lines through the term child and parent that was scattered all over the paperwork. But you know they have a TV there, and I'm watching the TV, and I'm like, oh my God, what a dumbing piece of equipment that is. So every now and then, I just like to watch it just to realize why I am not watching it, because I pretty much never watch TV, and every now and then when I watch it, I'm just amazed at what a perfect piece of equipment that is for dumbing people down.
I watch it for that very reason. I sit there and I analyze everything, and I don't let myself go into the trance mode, you know. And movies, same thing. I mean, you're looking at the programming, basically, and if you can actually decipher it and you can figure out that, you know, that there's really no difference between fiction, or I should say science fiction, and reality, you see what's coming down the pipe.
Yeah, and then I think it was Good Morning America that I was watching, and you know, you see all these people that work there, you know, and they're like, look at me. Okay, I'm going to give you the news now. Well, it's really entertainment, and I will say you're supported by the Supreme Court, but listen to me and pretend it's real news.
Yeah, it's look at my blonde dyed hair and watch my boobies wiggle up and down while I deliver the news.
Yeah, I mean it's beyond being ridiculous. But let me mention about these forms that I was preparing, because you know all this Obamacare BS went into effect, you know. And in order for you to try to get any kind of insurance, now they want to know the size and circumference of every, you know, orifice in your body, you know. And so they have these forms that they want us to fill out, and I went through. And this is private insurance. I'm not trying to get any kind of governmental insurance, but in fact, it's all governmental. Yeah. But anyway... So I'm filling out these forms, and I'm scratching the word child, because, you know, by listening to the stuff from, what's that other gentleman that talked about property? Your children being property?
Oh, yeah. I'll have to think of his name.
Yeah, it just spaced me out. But anyway, you don't want to use the word child to describe your son or daughter. So wherever it says child, I scratch it off and put daughter or son, and then wherever it says parents... I put father or mother, you know. Uh-huh. And then at the very top of the form, I said, you know, child equals son or daughter, and parent equals father or mother. And then at the bottom where they have you sign, they say, you know, I understand, blah, 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 and then you sign. And well, I scratch off that part, and I say, I partially agree to this. And then I signed it. You know? Because remember, like we said, every form that you sign is in fact a what? An affidavit.
You know, when I went to the hospital, I felt so violated. I felt so dependent. I felt so, horribly, horribly stuck because I had to be seen. I was in pain, so much pain that I couldn't even, my shirt hurt. And, I didn't care because I was in so much pain that I didn't care. I said, look, they wanted me to just sign a screen and basically have that be an agreement without giving me any type of paperwork. And I said, give me the paper so I can sign the paper. And I basically agreed to everything under duress and under force. And that's what I wrote on there. And they wouldn't accept it. And they said I could kindly leave. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. This is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. Because you can do it. Relax, let it flow. Think like water. Relax, let it flow. You can go on and on and on.
Think like water. Mistakes. All right, folks, we're back. If only you could hear what happens behind the scenes. That's why I'm laughing. But, Bert, I was saying, you know, I'm actually thinking about, hiring you, to help me write a couple letters because, you know, I got these bills, from the hospital. And I want to write them, and I want to say, because basically what happened is I had them print out the contract. The contract was absolutely ridiculous, what you were actually agreeing to. Everybody mostly just signs the screen and is done with it, you know, and have no idea what they signed for. It's kind of like when you sign something at the bank. You don't read the contracts. Boy, it was just a one-page little contract, but I'm like, oh, my God, no way am I going to sign. I said, I don't want to sign this. I want to get nonprofit care because you're a nonprofit hospital. And they basically said, well, I have to sign that or I need to leave, which is actually illegal for them as a nonprofit. And I said, well, I'll sign this. And I signed it. And she, unfortunately, she saw it. She said, well, what does this mean? What do you mean under duress? I said, well, you're forcing me to sign a contract. So I just simply put under force and duress and signed. And I got to call my supervisor about this. She made me sit there for like half an hour. And finally, I said, okay, look, I'm in such pain right now. Just give me the damn screen. So I printed my name on the screen instead of signing it, and she somehow accepted that. But now I've got this bill from the hospital, and it's a pretty ridiculous bill considering they didn't do anything except basically prescribe me pain medication and antibiotics. I mean, that was really what they did. They did an ultrasound. Which was actually fairly cheap, considering. But I'm just looking at this bill, going, "Are you kidding me?" So I wanna actually challenge this, and I want to, you know, it's not that I don't want to pay for whatever for the cost of something, because that's what nonprofit would be. But I'm not going to pay them this ridiculous price they want me to pay, because it's all just it's all fluff. It has nothing to do with being nonprofit.
Yeah, well, we can actually try something interesting that I'm working on right now, and I don't want to disclose it on the air, but it has to do with the use of promissory notes. So we can
talk about that. Yeah, that's actually a very interesting approach. That's what what's his name Tellinger did, and he was very successful with it. So, but I mean, I want people to understand that over 50% of bankruptcies in this country are from medical bills, and that's because people are insured. People are going bankrupt with medical insurance because of medical bills. All right, so imagine someone like me who doesn't have insurance, who can't afford it, and what's going to happen to me if I submit to this ridiculousness when this hospital's supposed to be non-profit? I mean, we need to learn how to fight the hospital at its own for-profit gain, because if it forces you into a contract, first of all, the contract's null and void. Second, it's going against its very stated purpose.
So. Yeah, well, but you know, there's so many basic facts in there. I mean, what is the hospital? The hospital is a corporation. What's a corporation? It's a fictional entity. So what can a fictional entity get from you? Fictional payment.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, so we can explore this, and if we do it on a personal basis, of course it will be much more, a much better learning situation. So we can definitely do that.
All righty. Well, let's see here. You sent me a note about what you kind of wanted to talk about today. We could talk about so many things, but you said you wanted to talk about a traffic stop today, how to handle a traffic stop.
It's funny, because I get a lot of calls about that, you know?
Well, before you start, I mean, I had someone ask me, I was like, what's the proper way to handle, because I have a friend that's driving to Colorado. He's going to go camping, and he's going to come back through Utah. Well, there's all these checkpoints now because, of course, Colorado, you can purchase marijuana. It's very easy to get marijuana. So they're putting checkpoints on the roads, the main road coming back from Colorado through Utah to try to bust people for, you know, transporting commerce across the state, basically. And he asked me, what's the proper way to handle a checkpoint? And I know for a fact that every checkpoint actually has a requirement that there is an alternate route around the checkpoint. I just don't know what that's actually called. But I'm like, there is no right way to do anything, because you might get a psychopath, you might get a very lawful person, you might get an absolute stupid person that you can't possibly talk logically to. So there is no right approach. But I would say that the most correct approach is, of course, to know the law, right?
Well, and to understand the principles. So a checkpoint is in fact what? It's a traffic stop.
Yeah.
Okay? So we have to understand the basic elements on which we're operating under and the ones that they are operating under. And remember, whenever anybody approaches you from the so-called government on the highway, they can only approach you from one point of view, and that is from the point of view of traffic. And traffic is controlling commerce on the highways. Period. That's all it is. And here's why I wanted to go into this, because I get a lot of people calling me, and this is just so basic. And if people can understand and embrace the principles behind all of this thing, it will make them much easier for them to protect themselves in court. But more than anything, it will allow them to set the foundation in order to be able to bring a common law action, tort action, against those cops. But most people destroy their chances for an action against these people, because what do? They blab too much.
Yeah, that was my response. It's like, the less you talk, the better. Crack your window to the point where you can talk, and that's it. Lock your doors. I call it the do not consent approach, or the do not consent lane that you're looking for. But I can't remember what it's actually called in the code.
The right to remain silent.
Well, no, it's actually a specific. It's an out. It's a. Every checkpoint has to have a lane, and I just can't remember what it's called. It's a way around it, basically.
Well, but basically, it really doesn't matter, because here's the point that we have to remember. Every time a so-called law enforcement agent approaches you, he's approaching you for one purpose, and this purpose is universal. He's approaching you because he or she is doing what? Conducting a what? An investigation. So if he or she is conducting an investigation, and it just so happens that you're the target of the investigation, then you need to decide, well, do I want to assist in the investigation when I'm the target, or do I not want to assist?
Excuse me, but then again, how can you be the target, pardon me, if they don't even know your name? So technically, you can't be the target unless you identify yourself. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons, but you know we'll find a cure. He's cleaning up the systems to keep his nature pure.
Folks, welcome back. You're in the Corporation Nation. Onlyfreemen.com. Our guest today, Bert from Colorado. Oh, Bert. So, traffic stops. So basically what you're saying, it makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. You're saying that no matter what, the officer, the enforcer of law, is stopping you for only one reason, which is to investigate some thing.
Yeah, to investigate your position, your engagement, your exercise of the privilege of being in traffic. So remember, it's all a privilege.
So he's pulling you over to see if you're being a proper dependent.
Yeah, well, and more than that, he's not just pulling you over, he's either blocking your ability, which is what a roadside inspection place is, right? They're actually blocking the road. Okay? They can only do those type of things for people who are in commerce, for people who are exercising their driver's license. So if they're stopping you and they begin to treat you like you're in traffic and you behave like you're in traffic, when are you playing right along into their game?
Yes, sure. Remember, all the world's a stage, and if you choose to be an actor on that stage, you're going to be treated as such.
Yeah, so if they're acting like they're enforcing those things, and then you act in like, yeah, in fact, you are in those things, then first of all, you just made their job a whole hell of a lot easier by not causing them to prove everything. Now, remember, you can have a license to do anything. You can have a license to scratch your butt. It doesn't mean that every time you scratch your butt, you're exercising that license.
That is such an excellent analogy.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, let's face it. We all scratch our butts. It's true. We don't like to admit it in public. But
some
hey,
more
I'll
than
take
others.
The step. I'll take the step. What's really gross, though, is they say that we touch our face an average of 30 times or 300 times an hour or something like that. So we don't wash our hands in between places we scratch. But that's a whole other subject. The point is, the point Bert is trying to so eloquently and masterfully make is that just because we're in our car on the road doesn't mean we're doing so because we're in commerce.
Right. So when they're approaching you, remember, they're conducting an investigation. Now, anyone who has paid any attention to anything that has come out of the Supreme Court has always said something about you having the right to remain silent. Now, let me expand on that. The right to remain silent does not literally mean keeping your mouth closed. That's the easiest way to comprehend it. But what it means is you have the right not to self-incriminate. That's what it means.
Yeah.
You can talk all you want so long as you are not incriminating yourself. So when the cop or the, whatever, Homeland Security doofus is asking you questions, you know, you don't have to necessarily keep your mouth closed. Just don't incriminate yourself. So if he starts asking you questions, as soon as he opens his mouth, you're going to say, oh, you're asking me traffic regulation questions, sir? Oh, no, I'm asking you, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm sorry, sir. You will have to talk to my attorney in order to talk about traffic because I don't have a clue about traffic. Would you like to set up an appointment? I mean, that would be one way to handle it. Now, my favorite character on TV is actually Columbo. I like to use him because he was portrayed as a actually very smart investigator, but he played dumb to his advantage.
Yeah, and that's the way I like to start an interview when I'm doing a guerrilla interview, you know, going up to politicians and stuff and asking stupid questions and then getting a little bit smarter as the time goes by so that they pretty much almost always throw themselves in a ditch before I get around to showing them, oh, by the way, I know what a kaffir is, or by the way, hey, it's interesting, some words you don't think about. Like, I'm going to go look up the word and see where it comes from. Guess what, folks? You never guessed this, and I would have never guessed this, but the word traffic, circa 1500, comes from trade and commerce. Trade and commerce from Middle French trafic, from Italian traffico, traffic care, carry on trade. Trans, T-R-A-N-S is another word that has to do with traffic. So transport. So, I mean, even the word traffic, this thing that we think means one thing, actually means trade and commerce. Isn't that quite an eye-opening thing? After all, you hear people, you hear Mark Stevens, you hear Bert, you hear me, you hear all these people say, look, driving and commerce, well, traffic and a traffic stop, that means it is automatically a commercial stop. trade, and commerce. That's, I mean, again, why would you look up these words? They're words we use every day. We think we know what they mean. No, we don't. Traffic is a verb, means to buy and sell. For God's sake.
Right. So whenever they're approaching you, that's in fact what they are attempting to investigate. They are attempting to investigate if you are violating a traffic regulation.
Right. Are you in commerce, folks, when you're taking your child, your kids, I should say, to, the playground to play or to school or to any place? You're going to get groceries. Are you in traffic? Are you in trade and commerce? That's the question. You have to start really concentrating on this type of thing, because basically government assigns you this commercial entity we call the person for its dealings with you. It is how they administrate your account, your estate, your name, everything else. The question you must ask is, does that apply to me on a 24/7 basis? Am I a citizen at Christmas time? When am I actually in trade and commerce with government? Because that's all that it means to be a person, is to be under the administrative law of government, commerce. So this is a very, very, I think, difficult thing to consider when you're out there in all of this hustle and bustle, to think, hey, I'm here, I'm traveling in my car. I am not driving as a commercial entity. I think that is a very difficult thing to wear two hats for people. They just want to make it easy and always wear the commerce hat, right?
Well, but here's an example of, hopefully we'll bring it more into reality. Okay, if you're going down the road, you know, with your wife or your hot girlfriend or whatever, how would you feel some stranger just stepping up to you and say, hey, that wife of yours is mighty cute. Can she please step out of the car and let me fill her up for a couple of minutes? I mean, how many guys would willingly do that? I mean, unless there's some kind of kinky guy that likes to see that kind of thing, you know, that might be okay with it. But
I was going to say, you're in 2014, so I hate to answer that question.
Okay, but the average man is not going to go for that. Oh, but excuse me, you wearing a badge. Well, that's okay. Go ahead and take your time filling my wife. Make sure she's not hiding anything.
After all, it's a commercial activity. Here, let me touch you down there.
Yes.
Oh, but you might be conducting commerce in places that otherwise I wouldn't be able to touch you, right?
Yes. So somehow, because they pretend that you are pretending to be in commerce, somehow it's okay to fill up, you know, your family. To feel
so, so it's not, the world's not only a stage, it's an X-rated stage.
Well, it's some kind of
the play that's going
sick stage is what
it is.
And it's all happening with our consent, with our approval. So here's the point. If the average guy walking on the street attempted to do that on your wife, it would be considered an assault. Right? But if a cop does it under the pretense of commerce, it's not an assault.
Wow. All right, folks. More to come. We'll be back.
But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. Battles about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems in the form of energy. All our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like.
Wrinkles like a walnut.
All right, folks, welcome back. Oh, there must be some strange things in the air today because we're having a laugh affair behind the scenes here, talking about all kinds of unholy things. But let's get back to a little bit of reality here. You were reading off air, Bert, the definition, the sort of the modern, more defined version of what it is to be in commerce. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. So this is very interesting. First of all, this is from the state of Washington. There's a feller there that I'm helping with a demurrer, and we'll get into that again for a traffic situation that he was involved in. First of all, it says person operating a vehicle. Okay? So before you can be in traffic, you must hold a personhood. You must be operating a vehicle. Once you're operating the vehicle, you must be using the vehicle for the purpose of transporting persons or transportation of commodities, merchandise, produce, freight, animals, or passengers for hire.
That's interesting because, you know, when we think of when we say that you are transporting, say, illegal aliens or children for child slavery, we call it trafficking, don't we?
Yeah, interesting, huh? Which means that you're moving them through commerce. But here's the sick thing about it. If you had a license to do that, it would be okay.
Well, yeah, and that's so true. It's sick, but it's true. I mean, it really is. Everything is possible in legal land, isn't it? You can literally have license to do anything if you're granted that permission, and that's what we see in government.
Yeah, I mean, a cop, doesn't a policeman have a license to kill?
Yeah. I mean, it's. I think it goes beyond just a license to kill because it has to do with. I mean, you can still get charged with murder. It's just a matter of the very system that would do the charges is also the one that was giving him the license in the first place. So, the abuse of that license and all the privilege of holding that license is abused on a constant basis. Because the very entity that granted license is the one adjudicating and administering whether or not the license and the rules were broken. So it's what a ridiculous system.
Yeah, so the point is that if it is not licensed, then it's out of their control, and if the commercial activity is licensed and then you admit that you are conducting the commercial activity without a license, then guess what? You're operating illegally.
which is of course the same thing as operating a vehicle or driving without a license, right? It's not that you need a license to be behind the wheel of that car. It's that you need a license to be in commerce.
Yes. Now, this is very, very important thing that I want people to keep in mind and keep your ears open because there's a lot of cases or idea of case law being written throughout the so-called United States on this whole thing about being stopped on the side of the road without probable cause. And people just don't understand what probable cause is. There's a lot of new cases being supposedly written, and new cases are written all the time. But the principles behind these so-called cases has not changed in over 100 years, probably more like 150 years. But the propaganda that's being portrayed out there is that, oh, now you can be stopped for any reason and have your car checked, inspected, and have your, you know, your body cavities inspected without probable cause. That's not true.
Well, and that goes, of course, back to your. There's so many steps. You know, you have reasonable suspicion before you have probable cause, and they're all ridiculous, really, because it all involves basically confronting and affronting someone in a violent way, which is, in essence, basically against the law.
Well, but here's the thing. Most of this contact with law enforcement begins very nicely, very softly, and in a very friendly manner. This is how most of them actually, you know, begin. I mean, I was reviewing one case that was all over the internet, and the policeman was very nice. He approached the guys and said, I smell weed. "Do you have weed in your car, sir?" And the dummies go,
"Yeah, we do. We're partying down as we're going down the highway." That must have been good stuff.
And what did that just do? That just gave the policeman further cause to do what? To investigate. Now he can ask those two men that were in the car to step out. One is the driver, one is the paid passenger. We need you to exit the vehicle because the vehicle now is contributing from the smell to possibly impairing the ability of this driver to carry you, sir, to your destination and possibly endanger other people on the road.
The trafficking in drugs. Oh, commerce in drugs. Great.
So these two dummies that were in the car that admitted to have weed in the car, then, you know, because of their behavior and their mouth, they ended up being arrested for having marijuana and transporting marijuana for the purpose of selling, you know, and distributing, because they found it where? In the air filter of the car. Now imagine, how in the hell is the cop going to be able to see that by just looking into your window?
Well, I got a question. What is weed? I mean, how many different variations of weed are there on this planet?
Well, that's the other point. That, you know, that at some point during the interrogation, the cops must have asked these dummies, "By weed, sir, do you mean marijuana?"
Yeah, man! Yeah, dude!
Sure, man! What are you talking about?
Oh, it's golden.
Dummy?
Yeah, man. Jeez.
Everybody knows what weed is. You dumbass, get out of here. Don't ask me that question again.
Oh, boy. Crazy. That's nutty. You know, it's like I said, my friend who's going to Colorado, I'm sure would love to buy some weed and take it back, but he's not going to because he knows there's going to be these checkpoints. And I'm surprised they don't do the same thing from California to Nevada or whatever. But it's just so
well. Fun. So here's the point: if they're conducting a checkpoint, they're conducting an investigation.
Yeah.
So you want to help them in the investigation, and on every investigation, when they're talking to you, guess who the target of the investigation is?
Your person.
So do you want to help them to put the rope around your neck?
I don't know, Bert. I'm starting to think you do. I'm starting to think you do, just so you can come back and take it to court and sue him. I'm afraid you're going to start saying, "Yeah, people, go ahead. Go ahead and get in trouble so I can help you."
Go ahead, punk. Make my day.
It's fun.
So anyway, I mean, that's what I really want people to understand, that it's always an investigation, and it's up to you if you want to help them or not. Yeah, do it, punk.
Well, I mean, that is, of course, and you can see certainly a lot of videos that prove that on, you know, just the silent treatment alone gets a lot of people through checkpoints. But there's always the psychopathic element. There's always the violent nature of police who really want, you know, you to feel their power and authority. So there's always that to deal with. We'll talk about that when we come back from our long break. Stay tuned, folks.
With financial